Hi everyone, welcome in a new episode of Steven's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about some interesting moves by Nike, by Netflix and H&M, and a update about TikTok. Enjoy this new episode. Nike filed trademarks for the virtual usage of their brand logo, their brand names, their products. And they are doing this to make sure that in the virtual world, they can sell virtual fashion. And this is all part of the metaverse discussion that Mark Zuckerberg and Satya Nadella started up a few weeks ago. And it's becoming clear that once people will have an avatar in the metaverse, that we will want to dress up that avatar in a way that it looks good to us, in a way that it feels right for our own personal brand and our own personal image. And of course, companies and brands like Nike can play a crucial role in that. So I assume that more and more fashion brands will really file those trademarks for virtual fashion. But if you think about it, this could be the best business model ever, because you don't need to actually produce it. So you don't need factories, you don't need factory workers, you don't need your materials to make it. It's just a digital asset that you can sell. So the scalability of that is huge. And those brands that really understand how you can interact with a digital identity, because that's what it's going to be about, the digital identity of ourselves. If you can claim that position, that's going to be a gold mine. Netflix started to roll out their gaming platform on in their app. Of course, the goal of Netflix is to make sure that as many people as possible spend as many hours a day with them as possible. So basically, it's a fight for the attention of the hours that we're awake, the share of hours awake, basically. That's the battle that Netflix wants to win. Because they know the more time you spend on the platform, the lower the churn of that individual is. So that's why they started with games. It's a small rollout. It feels like a little bit like a test case. It's only for Google at this moment. iOS will follow. And there are only a handful of games. They promise a gaming experience where you don't have advertising, where there are no additional costs involved. There's no in-app purchasing for now. And some of the titles are linked to some of their more popular shows. So it's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out. But it is no longer a streaming battle. I think that's the most important conclusion. It goes broader now. It's a competitive battle for the hours of our time and our attention. That is what Netflix tries to do with this gaming platform. H&M released a news bulletin in which they say that they want to become a future leader in smart fashion. The idea of smart fashion isn't new. We've seen examples of Google, for instance, working together with Levi's, I think it was, to make smart fashion. But they were all rather experimental. Now H&M is claiming that they want to become one of the leaders in this field. Now, what does smart fashion do? Basically, the opportunities and the potential is the same as a smartwatch or any kind of fitness tracker that you have. So you wouldn't have to wear a bracelet, basically, but it would just be part of your outfit, of your shirt, of your shoes, of your t-shirt, and your heartbeat would be measured, your steps would be measured. All those kind of statistics that we all like to measure could be tracked with the smart fashion. I think that it's interesting that H&M is doing this because they have this huge scale. They have a massive footprint in the fashion retail world. So if they succeed in creating something that is valuable, they instantly have this outreach that is just huge. If Google, for instance, would make something like this, they would need to partner up with other brands, and it would probably take them longer before they can have the reach that a brand like H&M has. So that's the opportunity. The challenge, of course, are the more practical issues. I think in terms of sensors and everything, that is pretty doable. The only thing is, what with rechargeable batteries? What if you have to wash your t-shirt? We still like to wash our clothes. Will that work with all the technology in there? So I think the challenge will be to create a new kind of technology that can, that is in line with the needs that we have with our fashion, and that it's built around the context of fashion, and then you add the technology and not the other way around. But cool to see that H&M is going into that direction. The growth of TikTok continues. The estimation is now that by the end of 2022, TikTok will have more than 1.5 billion users, which would make it the fastest platform ever that reaches that amount. They would reach the 1.5 billion users in only 34 quarters. And you have to take into account that, like, in a country like India, TikTok is fully blocked. So that potential is gone. Imagine that they would still have access to India. They would already be over that 1.5 billion probably. But it's impressive to see. And the only conclusion is that TikTok is maturing, that it's not going to stay a platform for youngsters. As always, it begins with youngsters and then it grows up. And at the moment that it grows up, more and more advertisers find their way to the space. So the assumption is that in the next couple of months, and especially in the course of next year, that we're going to see a boom and a rise of advertising options on TikTok. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, please like the video if you did, share it with your friends and your network, subscribe to the channel, and I hope to see you again for a new episode of Stephen's Week next Friday. Thanks for watching. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.